Hello. I realised that I read out the wrong chapter and said, I hope you had a good weekend. So, tomorrow, chapter 11, you will find that I say, I hope you had a good weekend. So, you hear it twice. But the next chapter is, of course, chapter 10, The Battle of the Bears. Goldilocks, the three bears, the girls, and Moonface all went out of the little cottage. How strange it seemed to see roses blossoming over the walls when ice and snow lay all around. The thing is, where do we go to find the polar bears? Said Goldilocks. Over there towards the sun, said the father bear. Beth and Franny were surprised to see both the moon and the sun shining in the sky. They followed the father bear, slipping and sliding and holding on to one another. It was very cold, and their noses and toes felt as if they were freezing. Suddenly they saw the little snow house that Joe had built for the magic snowman. Look, said the father bear, we'd better make for that. But before they got there, a big white figure squeezed itself out of the snow house and saw them. It was the magic snowman. As soon as he saw the three bears and the others, he began to shout loudly in a windy, snowy voice. Enemies! Enemies! Hey, bears, come and send off the enemies! We're not enemies, yelled Moonface. And Goldilocks ran forward to show the snowman that she was a little girl. But Moonface pulled her back. He didn't trust that old snowman. The snowman bent his big fat body down and picked up great handfuls of snow. He threw one at Goldilocks. She ducked down and it passed over her and hit the baby bear. Oosh, he said, and sat down in a hurry. And then everything happened at once. A crowd of white polar bears hurried out of their underground home to help the snowman, and soon the air was full of flying snowballs. The snow was hard, and the balls hurt when they hit anyone. It wasn't a bit of good, the girls shouting that they were friends, not enemies. Nobody heard them, and soon there was a fierce battle going on. Oh dear, gasped Beth, trying her best to throw straight. This is dreadful. We shall never rescue Joe by behaving like this. But there really didn't seem to be anything else to be done. And after all, if people are fighting you, you can't do much but defend yourself. And the three bears and the girls and Moonface felt very angry at having hard snowballs thrown at them. Smack, thud, biff, squish! The snowballs burst as they hit, and soon there was a great noise of angry oomph from the white bears and ouch from the three bears, and yells from the children, and screeches from Moonface, who acted as if he was mad, hopping about and yelling and kicking up the snow, as well as throwing it. His big round face was a fine target for snowballs, and he was hit more than anyone else. Poor Moonface. Now, whilst this fierce battle was going on, where do you suppose Joe was? As soon as he heard the cry of enemies, enemies, he had hidden in a corner, for he didn't want to be mixed up in any fight. When he saw the white bears going out and he was left all alone, he began at once to think of escaping. He crept to the hole that led above ground. The battle was some way off, so Joe did not see that the enemies were really his own friends. If he had, he would have gone to join them at once. What a terrible noise they were all making, he thought. It sounded like a battle between gorillas and bears. I'm not going near them. I'd be eaten up or something, he thought. I shall just run and go the opposite way and hope I'll meet someone to help me. So Joe, dressed in his big white woolly coat and looking just like a little white bear himself, crept off over the ice and snow, not seen by anyone. He ran as soon as he thought he was out of sight, and he ran and he ran and he ran. But he met nobody. Not a soul was to be seen. Only a lonely seal lay on a shelf of ice. But even he dived below as soon as he saw Joe. And then Joe stopped in the greatest astonishment and stared as if his eyes would fall out of his head. He had come to the cottage of the three bears, standing all alone in the middle of the ice and snow. And of course, its roses were still blooming round it, scenting the air. I'm dreaming, said Joe. I simply must be dreaming. A cottage with roses here in the middle of the snow. Well, I shall go and I shall see who lives here. Perhaps they will give me something to eat and let me rest, for I'm very hungry and very tired. He knocked at the door. There was no answer. He opened the door and went in. how he stared. There was no one to be seen at all, but on the table stood three bowls of steaming porridge, one big, one middle, one small. It was rather dark, so Joe lighted a big candle on the table. Then he sank down into the biggest chair. It was far too big, and he got up again. He sat down in the next size chair, but that was too piled up with cushions, so he got up to sit in the smallest chair. That was just right, and Joe settled down comfortably. But alas, his weight was too much for it, and the chair broke to bits beneath him. He looked at the delicious porridge. He tasted the porridge in the biggest bowl. It was much too hot, and he burnt his tongue. He tasted the next bowl, but that was far too sweet. And when he tasted the porridge in the little bowl, it was just right. So Joe ate it all up, and then he felt so sleepy that he thought he really must rest. So he went into the bedroom and lay down on the biggest bed, but it was far too big. So he tried the middle-sized one, and that was too soft, and he went down in the middle. So Joe lay down on the cot, and that was so small and warm and comfortable that he fell fast asleep. All this time, the snowball battle was going on. The snowman was so big, and the polar bears were so fierce, that very soon the three bears, the children and Moonface were driven backwards. Then a snowstorm blew up, and the snow fell so thickly that it was quite impossible to see anything. Moonface called out in alarm. Bears! Goldilocks! Beth! Franny! Take hold of each other's hands at once and don't let go. One of us might be easily lost in the storm. Everyone at once took hands. Snow blew into their faces and they could see nothing. Bending forwards, they began to walk carefully from the white bears, who had stopped fighting now and were trying to find where their enemies were. Don't shout or anything, said Moonface. We don't want the white bears to hear us, in case they take us prisoners. They might not listen to the three bears. Move off, and we'll look for some sort of shelter till this storm is over. They were all very miserable. They were cold, rather frightened, and quite lost. They stumbled over the snow, keeping hold of one another's hands firmly. Then they went on, and suddenly Goldilocks shook off Moonface's hand and pointed in front of them. A light, she said in astonishment. Everyone stopped. I say, it's our cottage, shrieked the baby bear in surprise and delight. But who's inside? Someone must have lighted that candle. They all stared at the lighted window. Who was inside the cottage? Could the magic snowman have found it? Or the polar bears? Was it an enemy inside or a friend? Whew, blew the wind, and the snowflakes fell thickly on everyone as they stood there wondering. Oh, shivered Moonface, we shall get dreadful cold standing out here in the snow. Let's go in and find out who's there. So the father bear opened the door, and one by one they all trooped in, looking round the empty room, half afraid. Okay, so your task today is to research polar bears, and you can choose as many facts as you like, and if you draw a picture and label it or include some sentences and create your own kind of fact file on your piece of paper, that would be great. And I've also set you a task on Purple Mash if you would like to do it as an art task where you can actually draw or paint a picture of a polar bear, and you'll find that all on the welcome page. Okay, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Bye.